Welcome, Photon Warriors. Commence strategic maneuvers at audible command signal. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
Jackalope Radio presents Movies Hate You. Movies Hate You, with your host, Rob Housechild.
Hey everyone, welcome again. What is this voice, Todd, I'm putting on? Welcome
what
to Movies.
What is that voice, man?
I don't know.
Right here at the beginning of the show, we already crashed.
I don't know what I'm doing, man. What is this, a radio show?
But I don't know why you came on acting like you were with like a dating service.
Hi, my name is... Hi,
I'm Rob, and I'm into VHS tapes. Yeah. If you look like Amber Lynn, please call me.
No. I want to meet a female tape collector. I want to see what this looks like, okay?
You may not want to know.
No, actually, there are a few out there, and there's nothing wrong with them.
They're awesome.
Wait. Yeah, that's, you know what? Welcome to Occupy Jackalope.
Yeah.
OJR.
Oh, Lord.
Occupy Jackalope Radio. We're taking over the station. What do you think of that, Todd? And we're not going off the air. We're staying on the air as long as we have.
We're just taking over.
We're going to break the Guinness record.
For talking about VHS tapes.
No, for just talking on the radio. Does this count? Right? Who holds that record? Glenn Jones? Does he still own that record?
Don't know.
The Guinness record for broadcasting nonstop. I think it was like 6 days or something. Anyway. Regardless, this is Movies Hate You. That's what this show is. And we're sponsored by bmovie.com with a dash in it, b-movie.com. You can reach us, like so many fans have, at movieshateyou@gmail.com and send us some love letters and photos. Good ones. And our producer tonight, as every show, is the one and only Mr. T. Sheets.
Thank goodness, one and only.
Not or something. You know, Todd, I always have to give you a hard time here on the show. And I found something that I want to share with you is that on Amazon, okay, someone is selling Dead Things VHS for $999.98. Not one, but two people are selling the Dead Things VHS for $1,000. And I just want to say that's if it's not you, that says a lot for your career. That's very cool, man. $1,000 tape, man. Not everybody gets that honor.
I don't understand it at all, but I do have good news if people don't want to pay $1,000 for a damn VHS.
Talk to us.
That is coming out on DVD soon. That movie is hopefully sooner than later. It's kind of one of those ones that we can't talk a lot about it yet, but it's in the works and it's remastered. It's ready to go. I just got to see. We've talked about this, Rob, off the air. We've just got to see where it stands on some rights issues, and then once that's clear, we're moving forward one way or the other. So that movie will be out somewhere. But the good news is a lot of those hard to find things like Bloodthirsty Cannibal Demons in its original director's cut will be out. We've been talking, Rob and I, and there's definitely some love going on with Extreme Entertainment and Wild Eye releasing, so it's going to be pretty exciting.
There's some crazy Todd Sheets love going on.
We're going to be freaking people out, man.
Especially on Facebook, man. I'm sure this information will pop up on your Facebook fan page.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going, like, totally nuts.
I just have to thank those guys. I never dreamed I would see something like that, and people are loving it, and I get a lot of mail from all over the world, and I'm trying to direct them to go there. A lot of people in other parts of the world, I found out, are not on Facebook. I'm getting letters every day from over in Asia and Germany, and they don't have Facebook accounts, so that's weird.
Oh, wow.
There you go. You know what? We've got to talk to your guest this week, man.
I have my reoccurring guest, our Movies Hate You official movie reviewer, Mr. Lee. He's has zero experience in movies, zero experience reviewing movies, and he's probably sleeping on the phone right now. Lee, do you find yourself a more of a Pauline Kael or more of a Roger Ebert?
Excuse me. Well, hello.
Oh, there you are. Oh, hi, Lee. Mr. Lee.
Hello.
Mr. Lee is here, everyone. Yay, everyone. Did you hear what we were talking about?
I got to tell you, though, Mr. Lee sounds a little gay. I don't know.
Mr. Lee, you don't like that? What do you want me to do, Mr. Blackwell? Well, you're kind of like the Mr. You're like the Mr. Blackwell for trash movies.
Kind of.
Well, what would you like me to call you? Would you like a stage name? Now that, you know, I haven't been pushing your real name. Do you want a stage name?
Oh, geez, the cat's out of the bag now. I guess Lee's
Mr. Fine. Lee makes you sound Asian as well, and I know you're not Asian. But the audience...
Most honorable, Rob. Hello.
This is, that's racist. Come on now. This is a family.
Which part is racist?
The Ree part, when you say Mr. Ree.
I thought I was doing it with my eyes.
We're on the radio. We're not. You know, nobody can see you doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why. Yeah, that's why.
You know, it'd be funny if you did do that, but you put like tape on your eyes and you did every show in costume, but we were on the radio. That would be really funny.
Well, how do you know I don't?
Because the whole bit just started now with the Mr. Ree and the Asian thing. I just made that up. We never discussed that. How could you have gotten into costume so quickly?
Next time I will.
You're getting me as angry as Todd has been on this show tonight.
I don't think that's possible.
Todd got me all riled up.
Did you listen to Todd's rant earlier?
Sorry, man. Sorry.
I did.
Now, don't you feel bad for downloading his movies all these years and selling them on iOffer, you jerk? A little bad.
More what scared you, than bad, really.
Can you send Todd a check, perhaps? Maybe make good. I'm gonna go on his Facebook fan page and tell everybody about you, and then you're in trouble. Tim Ritter, all those guys, Matt Hill, they're gonna kill you.
Now, just for the record, Rob, I don't bootleg Todd's movies. That's just a joke. It's just a joke for the radio.
Oh, okay, all right.
Anybody coming after me?
We're sending Amanda after you, man.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Who's Amanda?
Yeah, she's the producer of Night Watch.
Okay. All right. What's she look like?
Here we go. Now he wants to be beaten.
Now I'm interested.
now, Mr. Ree, we're going to give you another... You're going to come on every show, and we're going to give you... We gave you a whole show to introduce you, and you squeezed out two movie reviews in an hour. So we're gonna give you every week. We're gonna give you a spot to review a couple movies, but sometimes you're only gonna come on for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then we're gonna kick you off because we're gonna have another guest who's more important than you. So, you know, we can use the rest of the show to talk about these movies and reviewing and all this stuff, but don't get too comfortable with this. I want you to learn to be short and sweet and simple and get in and out.
Do you know how to get in and out quickly? Oh, should I put my pants back on? I don't want to get too comfortable.
Are you reviewing in the nude?
I'm reviewing tastefully nude. Tastefully. Put it that way.
Is that the name of a film, or you're reviewing? You're tastefully nude reviewing.
I'm tastefully nude. You know, it's the difference between Playboy and Penthouse.
Okay, so you're not reviewing something called Tastefully Nude. I just want to
make
this clear to the audience.
Although I would.
You once said there wasn't enough nudity in Todd's movies. I remember that.
Well, there's not enough nudity in the world, is what I was saying. So by extension, then.
Well, yeah, he's called the Prince of Gore and not the Prince of Nudity. Dope.
Oh. Well, now I get it.
Man, you got slapped down right there. That wasn't even nice.
Todd, am I being mean to our illustrious reviewer?
You are, man. You're mean to our wonderful guest here.
I'm in a rare mood tonight. I'm trying to make up for all this lost time from Todd Sheets stealing my show. I'm just kidding. I brought this upon myself. I brought this upon myself. I've been annoying Todd every show. I've been hounding him about his movies, asking him stuff he doesn't want to talk about. These movies that are going for thousands of dollars on Amazon. He doesn't want to talk about it. I've been pestering him, and I finally got him to crack. I finally got him to really open up to me, man. I feel like a psychiatrist. I love it.
I think that, I listened to the whole conversation, and I think Todd made some excellent points. If you ever do a torrent / bootleg discussion, I would love to be part of it, because it's a very interesting subject. Todd had some very interesting points there, and I agree with you 100%.
We've had, Mr. Ree and I have had some torrent conversations. I think this would be good. I think Mr. Ree would be a very excellent guest. I think we need to get like two people for it and two people against it. I don't want to just make it a complaining session where, oh yeah, everything sucks. There's more to it than that. Let's talk about the issues, man. This could be like a real political show we can have here, right? Is that the right word for it? Anyway,
I'm going to make fun. Yeah.
It's a complex issue.
Like any political issue, which I think it is kind of political, it's complex, and usually the debate is so simplified, whether it's on TV or papers or whatever, the debate is always so simplified that it's maddening when it's so complex. And
when somebody steals my wildlife films and I see all the torrents and everything, I it's always so complex. I don't know whether to burn them or stab them or choke them.
I'm sending you a file on your Skype too while we're here.
Are you sending me a torrent site?
No, I'm sending you a file though.
You're sending me a torrent of one of your films? Are you bootlegging your own films, Todd?
It's not a torrent.
Okay, I know. I'm just kidding. Let's see here.
It's something kind of small, so you can open it and look at it and get excited.
All right.
That's what we do here. This is called like flying by the seat of your pants radio.
I you want me to do this on the air? Because,
you can. It's nothing bad. God dang, what do you think I'm sending you? He's kind of frightening me. Lee, are you hearing this? It's kind of scary.
I can't wait to see it or hear about it myself.
Well, you know, the thing is, I don't know why it's not coming through. It's a JPEG, right?
Yeah, and you have to save it somewhere, you know?
Yeah, but it's not giving me that. It's not giving me that option. Is there any naked girls in this?
No. And you also have to know how to work Skype, which is probably something new.
Skype. Oh, is that the thing I record the show on?
Yes. That's where I'm trying to send it. Oh, okay.
Man. Oh, cool. Cool.
What are you doing? Are you looking in your email?
We're going to work that out. Lee thinks it's going to him.
No. I'm pouring myself a nice glass of orange soda.
Awesome. There you go. Orange soda and B movies. That's really good. You know what? It's funny. We brought up this whole have a torrent show, and because someone, but first of all, somebody wanted to know the music that we opened the show with, but we'll get to that. But somebody had posted something on somebody's very nice and said they were listening to the archives of Movies Hate You and said, oh, it seems to be a VHS show, a show dedicated to VHS, and it's not. Right? Well, I mean, but then again, maybe it is. I mean, have we...
It's whatever you want it to be, because it's Rob's show.
No, I know, and it's supposed to be very general, but I think we have been. We've been very VHS-centric the last few shows, and we've had a lot of VHS people on, and maybe they just went to those two shows that were kind of all VHS shows, but there have been some other... I always do wind up talking about VHS. It's like somebody says, you've been sick this whole time or something. I don't know. It's just like wow, yeah, I didn't realize the mental illness that was happening here. So no more VHS. We're done with VHS.
I think we made a breakthrough. Whatever. Here, Bob.
We're not even.
No, we're not done with VHS, man. Not when they're going for $1,000. When Dead Things is going for $1,000 on Amazon, we are not done with VHS. The world is turning upside down. But speaking of non-VHS, Mr. Ree, I think you've watched some non-VHS stuff that you want to review for us. And I think that your first film that you're going to talk about is something close to your heart.
Called what?
Close, something close to your heart.
Oh, something close to my heart.
Yes.
Yes, well, yes, because I'm sitting right next to it. So.
And it's, I think it's called Zombie Bloodbath 2. No, what is the, come on, bring me something that's non-denominational. How about that?
Non-denominational. Well, okay, let's start with, okay, I've got two movies here.
Is this okay, Todd, if we do a movie review that's not off of VHS?
Go ahead. Do whatever you want. I mean, it's your show.
It's our show, man. It's our show.
Okay.
It's ours. This would not happen without you.
Well, I guess you're right.
I'm your co-host.
Yeah, you're lately. Yeah, today.
I'm just the comic relief. I'm your foil, man. Just keep going.
How frightening. How frightening. Now I sent it to your email since you can't figure out how to open Skype.
And this poor, it says you sent a file. This poor guy just wants to come on and review movies, you know, and we're just like, really. Oh, okay. Walk me through this, Todd. Okay. Walk me through this. For everybody listening, I'm sorry, but we'll try to make it entertaining. What? It says Todd Sheet sent a file, Whispers, DVD, JPEG, 1052. Ah, boom. Nothing. I click on it. Nothing.
It should say open or save, one of those two.
It says nothing.
Man, you got bad Skype juju.
I'm actually on a knockoff of Skype. It's a bootleg of Skype. I got it on iOffer, so maybe
Are
that's why it's
not. Are you kidding me? Are you guys hearing this? Jeez Louise. I've heard everything now.
Well, it looked like the real Skype. It had like artwork and everything with it. I don't know. It was only $15. I bought it alongside a copy of Dead Things.
You probably did right there for $10.50 on iOffer.
I got a deal. Yeah, I got a deal.
Oh boy!
All right, I'm going to look at that shortly while Mr. Ree is giving us a review of what. Wait, first let me just say that. The films that he will review are available at bmovie.com. Now, how do you type that into your browser, Mr. Ree?
Well, what I would do, here's what I would do. I would start with HTTP.
Oh, you jerk!
Lowercase HTTP. And then one of those marks, slash mark, hash mark, whatever it is.
is this on like a computer? Like you go on a computer and do this, right?
No, I just do it freehand. You can do it on the computer, probably, too, but I just...
Like in the air. You just do it in the air.
I just do it in the air. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Make little quotation marks. But that's B-movie, right? B-movie.com?
Is it a hyphen or a dash? You know, there are different types of, there are different types of dashes. There's M-dashes, E-M-dashes.
There's only one kind of hyphen, right?
Haberdasheries. There's all kinds of stuff, man. There's only one kind of hyphen. It's the one that's next to yours. It's to the right of your zero. And you don't hit shift. You would just hit normally. You would not. It's wedged between your plus sign and your zero. Well, at least on my keyboard. Are you trying it, Todd? I hear you typing.
I'm sending email to our iTunes people.
You're telling them, like, you've got to get this show, Movies Hate You, on iTunes. It is so killer,
dude.
It's
already going to be on there. It'll be on there. They're wanting us to have a few more episodes, but then it'll be up there.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. All the archives from Nightwatch that are, like, up in the upper tier of the Nightwatch, of Jackalope, I should say. All of the shows from Jackalope Radio, the upper tier shows, are all on iTunes also. Everyone can stream the station live on iTunes anytime they want. If you're listening right now and you'd like to run around with your iPod or iPhone or iPad and listen to it, it's real easy. You just go to the iTunes store, look up stations, and you'll find Jackalope Radio in there. You can listen to our stream live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or now you can also get the archives on Jackalope Radio, and this very show will be on there probably right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's killer, dude. What a great pre-Christmas gift. Are you serious? Like, we're an upper-tier show. We're going big time.
We're going places, man.
Dude, this is great, man. This is really great.
You could open that in another browser while you're looking at porn, too, right? I mean,
can you listen to it?
Theoretically, yeah.
Could I listen to this show and watch porn?
Yes, theoretically. But you'd want to turn down the sound so that you don't think someone is having sex while listening on the show.
Oh, I can't split the sound.
I mean, you would turn down the sound of the porno that you're watching and replace it with the sound of this wonderful show.
Now, this iTunes store, is that like, can I find one in my town, or is it?
It's online, iTunes store.
Oh, okay. I don't have to like go into the iTunes store like.
And you know, they have all the list of stations that they stream, and they did take a little time in deciding to stream us because they are a little choosier these days. They've gotten rid of a lot of crap stations out there.
But not this one, buddy.
Hell no, because we keep things 100% pro, and the sound quality is above CD quality at all times.
So we're above CD quality?
Yes, sir.
Until they hear Mr. Ree, then they're going to dump the show, and then B-Movie's going to dump us because he hasn't reviewed a damn movie.
You won't
let him.
You won't stop talking. The poor bastard can't say a word.
Well, I wanted to say...
You know, I resent that, Todd. I'm not a poor bastard. I'm not poor.
Okay.
So, what are you calling for?
Well, I'm poor, and that's why we're occupying Jackalope.
There you go.
Fail.
I failed it because you wouldn't take it, so I failed it so you can go get it out of your email like a normal person.
Well, let me tell you something. While you guys have been chatting it up, old chummy, I've been looking on my little handheld device at this beautiful thing that you've sent me. This is great, man. This is really, really something. Who's the artist that did this?
I did that.
You did that?
Yeah, I do all that kind of stuff, man.
That's incredible, man.
That's my current 2011 DVD cover for Whispers in the Gloom.
Dude, that's crazy, man.
Still working on it, but it's getting close.
But from what you've told me is in this film and from what's on this cover, this is, wow. I'm sorry you can't all see this. I'm sorry you're not in my home with me. Well, maybe I'm not, but I'm, yeah, wow.
Maybe you don't want to wish for that.
Why don't you tell everybody your address, Rob, and they can come over like a little later.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back to that later. But Movies Hate You, you could reach us at movieshateyou@gmail.com. Movies Hate You is sponsored by the beautiful, wonderful, and criminally inexpensive site, bmovie.com. By inexpensive, I mean the stuff you could buy there, all these great movies you can't find anywhere else. And they're not bootlegs.
That's right, damn it.
And they've got some stuff coming out this month, a couple of which Mr. Ree is going to talk about. Another one is My Stepdad's a Freaking Vampire. This is like
is something that really called?
It's really called that. And I think I'm going to make you review it. It's like it reminds me of like a throwback to like My Mom's a Werewolf and all the 80s kind of stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's from the same studio, and I'm not sure the exact people who did it, but remember Oz Zombies? Anybody remember that? It's like a zombie comedy. That was really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. It's from those same people who brought you that in some way or another, but I don't want to misspeak and tell you that it was the same director or something like that, but it might be. But you have to go to bmovie.com and find out. Moist Fury is coming out. Have you heard of... Moist Fury, Moist Mr. Ree?
I have, no.
It's Death Wish meets Savage Streets meets Monty Python.
Wow, okay.
Sold. I was sold on death. Like, when it's death, I was sold. So, there you go. You know who that's by? You know who put that out? SRS Studios.
Interesting.
Do you ever do business with SRS, Todd?
I have not done business. I know them. And I dig them, but I haven't
They're famous, man. Hey, look, for like $7, you can't go wrong. Get Moist Fury. But anyway, I'm not the salesman. I'm not reviewing these movies. I'm just telling you what's coming up, what's coming out, because, I get it. Well, now it's up to 5 cents every time I talk about them. So I've made about 14.
So it kind of works out for you in the end, yeah.
It works out. It works out in the long run, especially when we get on iTunes. You know, then it's just boom. That's it. You know,
that's it. They're gonna lights,
once I tell them, they're gonna be like, Robbie getting 7 cents every time.
It could happen, man.
I think so, man. I'm going to really work this. Mr. Ree, I think you are forgetting something, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was dozing off there for a second.
Were you?
No,
I would
I
if I was you, because, yeah.
Did you ever hear, you know, I don't think I mentioned this. We're sponsored by bmovie.com, and, you know, there's some really good stuff there. You should check it out. Oh, Mr. Ree, are you still
there? They wouldn't reopen this time of night, though, would they?
Oh yes, they would. Unlike the iTunes store and down the street on Main Street in your local town, bmovie.com is open all the time.
Open all the 24 hours?
24/7. Even on Thanksgiving, which is
coming. Thanksgiving, wow.
It's coming very soon. Yes. Oh, just go there.
That reminds me.
If you go there and buy something, you will keep this show on the air. I'm going to do like a religious pitch on you, man. I'm going to pull an Alex Jones on you. We got to get the meter up here. Go buy a $7 DVD and keep this show alive. It's viewers like you that keep this show alive. Mr. Ree, are you ever going to review movies? All right, now that's serious. That's
I might not. That might be the shtick. You know, maybe I'll be the reviewer who doesn't review. You know, maybe it's all set up, all sizzle and no steak.
You're actually speaking my language here, because I there's nothing worse than a boring movie reviewer. There's nothing worse than a show that follows every other show, just another movie show, just another movie radio show. I mean, there's got to be thousands out there. Everybody thinks they can talk about movies. They do talk about movies. You're right. Well, maybe we hate them too, and we don't want to talk about them. How do you like that? Maybe this is just a setup for it's a trick, and you get in here, and it's like some kind of stupidity. It's insanity, and you don't know what to make of it.
Would agree with you at this very juncture.
It's like a tease. It's like, yeah, we're about to review this movie. Oh, finally, this movie show is going to talk about a movie, and it's like boom, and then we're going to talk about.
Then it's over.
Nonsense. And then Todd's going to have a rant. Yeah, you know? It's crazy. And Mr. Ree takes off his pants again. You know, it's just like boom, boom every time. Come on.
Anything could happen, I guess.
That's right. That's why people will tune in, because anything can happen.
We hope they tune in. If they don't run away, screaming into the night.
Would they would. Well, I'm assuming they're listening at home. They just need to shut this off. They just need to click it off. They don't need to run. They just need to hit that little red dot. It's gone. Forever.
I can't believe you're telling people to tune out of your own show, man.
No. I want them to. I'm just saying if they don't have to run into the night. You're making it sound like I'm a monster. Or the show's a monster.
The show is a monster. All shows are monsters. Just so you know.
What do you think the ideal way to listen to the show would be? Turn the lights down a little bit, maybe pour yourself a glass of wine or something, light some candles. What?
I think that, and I think you should put a movie on and turn the sound off and put this show on and watch the movie that way. If you call us or if you email us and tell us what movie you'll be watching, we will make a commentary. That's it. That's how we're going to make money. If you email movieshateyou@gmail.com, tell us on what Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time, tell us the movie you'll be watching. We will give you at least 1 hour of commentary on that film. We will entertain you during that movie, whether we've seen it or not.
He means that. That's the bad part.
I mean it because I do, and that's the kind of thing that I want to do. That's experimental, man. Well, that's groundbreaking.
It's something.
It's groundbreaking.
It's breaking ground.
It's windbreaking, at least.
I bet you no one else has ever done it.
I bet you're right about that.
Exactly. Better or worse, let's get those emails cranking in. We'll pick the movie.
Boy.
Yeah, like a viewing listening party. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And make sure the movie is only 50 minutes. Only 50 minutes of the movie. So tell us if you want the first 50 minutes or the last 50 minutes of the movie. And we'll adjust to you because we're here for you, dear listener.
I know a few months ago, Howard Stern did something with Twitter that was, I guess somebody called him and told him that they were showing Private Parts, his movie, on HBO, and so he started tweeting live, like with the movie, as the movie was showing, and he started just tweeting out anecdotes and whatnot, trivia and stuff. And apparently it got this huge amount of momentum behind it, and all these people were following it, and it was like a lot, it was like a, basically like a DVD commentary track, only live, because That's he's right. watching the movie and commenting on it. And it got a ton of press, because it was the first time anybody had done, it was like something that nobody had ever really done with Twitter.
Well, some people like, some TV shows do that, like some like reality, like Amazing Race. You know, the host will tweet during the show and say comment on things that have happened. Obviously, because it's canned. So I mean, there's a little stuff like that, but not like a movie commentary. I haven't heard that happening.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But I think your idea is even more interesting.
It's weirder. It's better, in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Todd? Somebody help me.
I think it's great, Rob. It's wonderful.
And the best part is going to be a Todd Sheets movie. I didn't mention that part,
well, then
right?
No one's going to tune in.
Oh, come on. But we'll wait until someone buys the $1,000 Dead Things. And as soon as they buy that, then we'll do that movie.
I still don't think anyone will tune in. They're, you know,
do you know that there's not only is there are two people selling Dead Things for $999.98 on Amazon. Two different people. One has a little bit better positive feedback than the other one. Anyway, I'm just saying that two people agree that that movie's worth $1,000. Okay?
Those two people are on crack, but other than that, they're fine.
I think those two people are on Todd Sheets. That's what they're on. They're high on Todd Sheets.
Well, what do you think they're going to spend the $900 on? Right?
I'm going to stay as far away as possible from that.
More Todd Sheets movies, man. That's what I would do. I would go scoop up every copy of Goblin up there, man, after that. If you gave me $900.
Jesus, I think I have a couple copies of that out in the garage, man.
I would reinvest that. Well, why don't you send me a Dead Things? I want to, quote unquote, look at it.
I bet you do.
I'll put it up for $3.25 up on Amazon and beat those guys. Still make a hefty profit.
That's frightening, man. And I just don't get it.
And I'll use the money to pay for more guests for Movies Hate You. See, now do you see how it all works out? How we're all helping each other. This is how we beat the bootleggers, man.
Okay. I'd rather go to their house and slap them in the face.
Mr. Ree, if you don't review a movie by the end of the show, which is coming closer and closer to an end, I'm going to fire you on the air.
It's your fault he's not reviewing anything. You won't let the poor guy do it. All right, sorry, he's not poor. You won't let the guy do it.
Are you saying I'm in a rare mood tonight?
I think I am. Poor guy.
I told you this was Occupy Jackalope, and I have to start with this show. I'm occupying this show.
You sure are.
No one else is going to get a damn word in. I already had one percenter take over the first show with his corporate rant. Oh, poor me. I'm a Hollywood filmmaker, and they're stealing my movies.
That's it.
Millions of dollars you're sitting on. You got this huge radio station, this big conglomerate of movies, and you're complaining because one guy sold your movie. You're the 1%, dude.
Uh-huh, that's me.
Mr. Ree, get it going. Give us some.
Okay, well.
All right, what have we got up first?
Okay, you ready for this?
I promise not to interrupt you.
Okay. I promise. Okay. Okay, ready? Okay, here we go. Set your timers, everybody. All right. Relax, get comfortable.
Mr. Ree's Reviews. How do you like that? I like that.
Mr. Ree's Reviews? What?
Mr. Ree's Reviews. Go.
Ree's Reviews.
What do you got first? What do you got first?
Well, first of all, as you may or may not know, Thanksgiving is just around the corner.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did. It's only a week away.
Well, look at your calendar, you idiot. It's right there. Anyway, so in the spirit of things is a movie called Thanksgiving.
Hmm.
Yes, not Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving.
Killing. Yeah, it's an awesome title.
I love this movie. I love this movie. It's a balls to the wall. I don't want to say trauma-ish because some people hate trauma. I actually like a lot of trauma. It's in the spirit of trauma. There's nudity. There's violence. There's gore. There's cuss words. In fact, the DVD cover proudly exclaims, "Warning: boobs in the first second." There's actually naked breasts in the first second.
The first second of the movie has boobs.
The first second. That's it takes
before the credits.
Before the credits.
Before the FBI warning, there are boobs.
Before the FBI warning, there's. Well, no, actually, I don't think so. I think it's after the FBI. Well, whatever. Now you're buzz killing me here.
Before the views expressed on this DVD do not necessarily reflect the studio put it out because they don't want to get sued if somebody says something bad on this commentary. Before that crap, there are boobs.
There are boobs. Two of them. Two of them. A left one and a right one. And it's fun. It's just, if you're going to have a Thanksgiving party, you're going to invite a bunch of friends over, a lot of booze, a lot of whatever, this is a movie to watch. Thanksgiving, the perfect Thanksgiving would be to watch this, Blood Freak. Remember Blood Freak?
Sure, the Christian,
Christian
chicken head killer.
Anti-pot turkey killer.
Yeah, movie. I said chicken. Yes, turkey head.
I think it's a turkey. I think he's a turkey. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a Something Weird video. You can find that. Yeah.
Yes, they put out a nice special edition of that.
Absolutely.
I think with other Thanksgiving themed shorts and stuff, but this would make a great double feature with that. It's kind of Blood Freak meets Black Devil Doll.
Mm.
It's about a. Not Black Devil Doll from Hell, but Black Devil Doll.
The original, not Sean Lewis's.
No, au contraire. What I mean is not the original, but it's more in the spirit of the remake.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Reboot, whatever it is.
It's
Black Devil Doll.
Okay.
It concerns a murdering turkey, who's also wisecracking. In the same vein as Freddy Krueger or whatever, way over the top gore. It's fantastic. It's just gritty and it doesn't take itself seriously. I mean, how could you take yourself seriously when you're making a movie about a killer turkey? Yeah, and it's short, like 70 minutes. So it totally gets in and gets out. And that's the end of it. So Thanksgiving, I recommend.
Thanksgiving. That sounds like a classic. You know how they used to play King Kong every Thanksgiving? Now it's going to be Thanksgiving.
It might be. It just might be my take.
I hope so, man. And Wanda Lust is in there, right? The adult film star. Does she make an appearance? Are her boobs in the first second?
You know what? Those might be hers, actually.
So this bird, college kids in the woods, typical setup. But the killer is a cursed turkey.
Yeah, kind of Chucky, possessed sort of turkey. So a little Chucky, a little Black Devil Doll, a little Blood Freak.
All fun.
All fun, all rolled up into one big mess.
I like that. I like that you like that, man. And can you get that at bmovie.com?
You can get that at bmovie.com.
Can you?
Bmovie.com.
You know, that film...
No, go ahead.
I'm so sorry. Excuse me. That film, They're actually making a sequel to it. It's been so successful. Seriously, I'm not kidding.
Well, at the end of the... Well, no spoiler alert necessary, but...
Don't tell me!
Wait for part two. So I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, but how many times has that been promised and not delivered? I mean, I'm still waiting for the continuing adventures of Remo Williams, man, and that never happened. I'm still waiting. Fred Ward. Still waiting.
Well, you know, they want to wait till the script is just right.
But the adventure begins, and when does it end? It hasn't ended yet. But Thanksgiving won't disappoint me the way Remo Williams did. Thank you.
That's right.
Gobble, gobble, mother effer. Right? That's on the cover of the DVD. I'm not making that up.
That's on the cover, too, yeah. Plucky, okay. Fantastic, someone says.
So do you see... those kids run afoul of the killer turkey?
They do, yeah. You know, yes. Every poultry joke is in there.
Go ahead.
No, I loved Poultrygeist. Speaking of trauma, I think Poultrygeist was perfect for what it was, and I think
wouldn't this be a good double feature with Poultrygeist?
Yeah, this never, you know, this doesn't reach the heights or the depths or the widths or whatever of Poultrygeist, but it certainly has the same kind of spirit, and it would definitely make it a good second feature, a good triple feature. With Blood Freak, Poultrygeist, and Thanksgiving.
Now no one's gonna have time to watch football, man. You're tying up the whole Thanksgiving day.
Do you really think your listeners watch football?
I hope they're not watching football, but if that's their choice, if they want to, I can't stop them.
Yeah, that's true. That's too bad, isn't it?
So you say anyone who watches football is a loser, and they should be watching this movie.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Is that because of like the whole Penn State thing that happened, or when did you turn on football, Mr. Ree?
Well, I'm a casual football fan. I grew up in the Midwest, like Todd, as Todd, like Todd, whatever.
We all like Todd.
When you grow up in the Midwest, you don't have the best grammar anyway.
Ooh.
So, I was a big football fan when I grew up because I was immersed in that. But I'm a casual fan these days. But I would rather watch Thanksgiving than Penn State playing top Warner team, whatever. Anyway, the other movie, should I segue real quick to the other movie?
There you go. What a flawless segue. That's Midwest grammar working for you, right? I mean, I can't believe you're going to put down our Midwest fans. Anyway, that's all right.
Hey, I'm a Midwest, you know, it's like I can say that. I can get away with it cuz I'm from the Midwest.
Okay. All right.
It's like saying the N-word.
Except I'm going to get the angry emails. Okay. I'll pass them on to you. What do you got next for us, Mr. B?
Well, the other movie,
yes.
Glad you asked, the other movie I watched is a movie called For Christ's Sake.
Christ as in Jesus.
I didn't make the connection, but yeah, I guess so. Now, this movie, I got to say, has a very, very bad cover art, in my opinion. Cover art, in that it doesn't represent what the movie is. I looked at the cover, and I didn't. I try to look at movies as fresh as I can. So I don't think I need to read the synopsis. I don't need to know everything about it. I kind of just want to pop it in, see what it's about. Mm-hmm. From the cover, it looks like it says the tagline is "Finally, a funny church sex scandal." And there's a guy. The guy on the cover is a priest, and there's a heavy metal-looking dude with his tongue out. A couple of chicks, and I'm thinking, it's gonna be an anti-church, easy target, church scandal, sex, blah blah blah, and it's not. It's actually just kind of a straightforward comedy, not too broad. It's about a priest whose brother comes to him and wants a loan of money because he says he has cancer, and so the priest good-naturedly gives him the church's emergency fund. Turns out the guy's actually investing in a porno film, and hilarity kind of ensues. It's never...
Todd's clearing his throat.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like it could go either way. It's a pretty professional cast, you know, not big actors, but people that you might have seen, a couple of people from Mad TV.
Jackson Douglas, right?
Who?
Jackson Douglas, didn't he direct it? He's a Mad Douglas, TV alum.
Yeah. And the guy, what's his name? Will Sasso. He's playing Curly in the Curly Brothers Three Stooges movie, which I, for one, am waiting anxiously to see. I mean, is anybody waiting for that? Does anybody want to see the Three Stooges movie?
No.
I would see it. I would say I'm a Three Stooges fan.
I can't imagine how it could be anything but a train wreck.
I'm so angry. I mean, if it's a movie about them, like their life story, that's one thing. But I heard it's like them making an all new Three Stooges, which is crap.
I think it's the Three Stooges taken out of their time and plopped into modern day.
Right.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Drunk, man, it's just
and how stupid. Yeah, how stupid is that?
I thought you were, Todd, you were just upset that Sean Penn wasn't going to play Larry. Yeah.
Shit, whatever. I'll slap someone in the forehead.
Well, that's appropriate when you're talking about the Three Stooges, man. So, okay, so it's a fish out of water. It's like a time travel movie then, right?
I think so, yeah. That's
okay, all right. I mean, it might just be crazy enough to work.
Maybe that's way. I don't know.
If they saved the girl and saved the planet, it could be something.
I groan again.
They have to really take it far, man. It can't just be slapping each other for 2 hours. We've seen that,
man.
So it's not a biopic.
It's not a biopic, and there's no Shemp. There's no Shemp. What's the deal there?
No Shemp.
No Shemp. No, I don't know.
Is there any Joe Besser? There's no Joe Besser? Are you kidding me?
No Joe Besser, yeah.
Oh, he was the best one.
The Stooge.
All right, so for Christ's sake, Lee, for Mr. Ree, for Christ's sake,
I recommend the movie. I recommend the movie with...
Okay.
If you don't set yourself up for a, you know, for an outrageous, profane indictment of church hypocrisy, which is kind of how it looked to me. If you don't, and just look at it as a comedy, it's fairly polished. It's definitely low budget, but it's fairly polished. The acting is professional. Then it's not bad. I mean, it's funny. It's funny enough. It doesn't try too hard. It's engaging. I think back in the early, speaking of VHS, back in the...
This is not a VHS show. Jeez.
It's not a VHS show, but this is a perfect, like, direct-to-video kind of movie that there was a million of them in the 80s.
Right.
And I guess maybe not so much now, or maybe we just don't know about them now. But
like the Vals or Odd Jobs or any of those kind of sexy comedies. Is this a sexy comedy?
Well, it's only sexy in that they're making a porno movie, so we do get to see some of the scenes that they're shooting of a porno movie. But it's not. I wouldn't say it's exploitative.
And the priest winds up kind of accidentally walking on the set or something, right? I mean,
he discovered.
Yeah.
Are you saying that we could actually write the script right here if we wanted to? We could start with the bits and everything that they would do.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's semi-predictable, but...
let me guess. Okay. They're doing the porn they're making has someone dressed like a nun in it, and then accidentally the real priest thinks it's a real nun, and they have some kind of weird Three's Company moment or something, right? I've never seen this film. I swear I've never seen this film.
You're not too far off the mark. It's not as broad. It's not as broad as that. It's a little more.
I mean, so is this an atheists have made this film? I mean, so it's not anti-Catholic?
That's the funny thing. No, it's definitely, it's not anti-Catholic. It's not anti-religion at all. That's really just a subtext for...
So do you think that Christian DVD stores would carry this movie?
Well, that's the other thing. It has to be a hard sell because, for one, the audience that it appears to be aimed at won't probably like it, or at least will be surprised by it, I should say.
Okay.
They won't get what they're expecting.
Catholics and, audience.
Yeah, but definitely if anybody, I mean, I think there's no reason why a Christian bookstore or video store couldn't sell it. I mean, actually, that's probably not true because there's nudity and cursing in it, but so it's not really appropriate. But it isn't an anti-Christian movie. Thematic.
Catholic, anti-Catholic.
Anti-Catholic. Thank you. He's a Catholic priest.
Distinguish them. Some people don't, but I distinguish Catholics and Christians, although they are from the same. Pool. So this might not be sold at your local church, but you might kind of go to church and come home and kind of pop it in and have a laugh. It's not that raunchy where, I mean, considering all the controversies and scandals that the Catholic Church has endured over the years, this sounds very tepid.
Yeah, well, but, you know, I don't think that was the intent. I mean, it would be one thing if it was meant to be an indictment of the church and failed, but I don't think that's
the priest doesn't realize what's happening. He thought he's helping a cancer patient, his brother who's dying, and you know he was tricked. So it's a con job.
Yeah, I mean it's a little more complex than that. He has sort of he's questioning his faith at the same time.
So he
kind of gets pulled into it a little bit, and I'm not going to go too far in spoiling anything, but he gets pulled in, and it's impossible to review movies without, for me anyway, without comparing them to other movies, and unfortunately, usually it ends up you compare them to better movies. So Orgasmo, I think, is a million times better than this, and does some of the same things, only with Mormonism, the Trey Parker, Matt Stone movie, where, you know, it's kind of a similar thing where a Mormon gets kind of pulled into the sex porno business and then begins questioning his faith and other stuff. That's a million times funnier than this, but I recommend it. I recommend it. I think if you watch a lot of made-for-video stuff and want a comedy and aren't expecting it to be taboo-shattering or anything, then give it a shot. And it's got some actors you'll recognize. Like I said, Curly.
If you're
one of the guys who was the alien, one of the aliens from Galaxy Quest, is in it.
Now you're reaching. You know, come on.
You remember Galaxy Quest?
Trying to sell. Yeah, Galaxy Quest is a good movie.
The three aliens who come down. The three aliens. One of them is the guy from The Office, Rainn Wilson.
Right.
One of them is a woman. I can't remember. She's in other stuff too, but this is the other guy. I don't think I've seen him in anything besides Galaxy Quest. But he's the priest. He's the star of this one. And there's one of the guys who's in a lot of the Christopher Guest movies, minor characters.
and the guy who did the catering on the movie, he did catering for some other big movies too, right? I mean,
I think so. It was Wheels on Meals, wasn't it?
It was Wheels on Meals. Yes.
Yeah, it was Wheels on Meals.
Not Meals on Wheels. not to be confused.
I had to tie it all together somehow.
You did it, man. You did it. You did it. Oh man, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'll see that one.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I would seek it out, and I don't wholeheartedly recommend it as I do with Thanksgiving. But I would say overall I was pleasantly surprised. No, first I was surprised, and then I was pleasantly surprised. I was surprised that it wasn't what I expected from the video art. But then once I realized that, I was like, oh, it's not bad.
And neither film you would show to the kids for Thanksgiving?
No, I think we'll probably watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. No.
Okay. All right. Well, don't plug them. They don't need the money. Jeez.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I think you can get that at bmovies.com, and if not,
Charlie Brown, while
you're there, look.
I think you could get.
Not, just go there anyway.
I think you could actually get Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving there. That's the one where Snoopy goes bonkers and kills everyone. You ever see that one? Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
You did? Seriously? And you could also get a Serbian centipede there. You ever hear that one? That's where in Serbia they make the guy turn himself into anyway. Forget it. But yeah, there we go. That we're just gonna mess up all the names of all the movies, and then people are gonna be looking for a Serbian centipede now on Google. Please do.
Yeah.
You know how they spoof movies at the Oscars? That's like what they would do. A Serbian centipede, like Billy Crystal's going to get up there and do a Serbian centipede.
You know, that would be awesome. That would be awesome if he did that. If he did like a takeoff on.
No, he's going to do Paranormal Activity 3. You're going to find him. He's going to be under the sheet hiding with his goofy face on. Come on, man. Anyway, let's not talk about those jerks up there in Hollywood. All right. So I think, Mr. Ree, you've done a very good job. I think you've kept your job. On Movies Hate You. Yes. I think you have retained your position here as our official movie reviewer, and we will allow you to come back and review more DVDs for us next time. And I want to thank you for coming on and
my pleasure.
Sharing your long-winded thoughts about these films with us. You know,
Eventually
getting to the reviews. I appreciate that. And believe me, no one appreciates it more than the listeners that you finally, after all this kind of, you know, beating around the bush and dilly-dallying and sweeping your feet, you finally gave us some good reviews. A couple movies worth checking out, maybe worth checking out. One definitely worth checking out.
Mr. Lee says, check them out.
Mr. Ree
says, check them out.
You're going to put your picture on at bmovie.com. I'm going to send them a photo of you, and they're going to put a sticker of you with your thumb up. Mr. Ree says, check it out.
Joe.
Perfect. All right. So thanks for coming on. We'll see you again, Mr. Ree. We'll see you again.
Oh, we'll hear you again, which is the case.
No, we'll see you again. Oh, I'll see you again, but everyone here will hear you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let the listeners decide, you know, let them
call the 800.
What I really look like, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, don't take it too far now, okay? Good night, Mr. Ree.
Okay,
see you next time. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Very nice.
Mr. Todd, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Movies Hate You, or you were. Have been listening to Movies Hate You, sponsored by bmovie.com, b-movie.com. Go buy movies. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Your patience is always appreciated. Good night.